We were saying that usually we had pork and potatoes for meals. That's what we had most often. Always had bread, of course, sometimes with lard. But then Ed comments there that we always butchered in the winter. Sometimes we'd smoke a piece of pork. Of course, there was no other way of preserving our meats in those days, except salting it or drying it or smoking it or salting it. It tasted good. On Saturdays, we usually got sausage. That wasn't very often, but on Saturdays, on the weekend, then the butcher would come around to all the grocery stores, and then you could buy fresh bologna, and usually bologna sausage. So Saturday night supper was usually boiled bologna. And for Sunday, my mother usually butchered one or two chickens. My dad would butcher them. Mother always cleaned them. She'd make a chicken bouillon, and then she'd take the chicken out of the, most of the chicken out of the soup, and she'd make creamed chicken for a dinner. It was very good. Then I remember, too, she'd make carrots always with sugar and vinegar, sweet sour carrots, which is something I never make anymore. Sometimes she'd put carrots in the oven, too, to bake. Apparently there weren't any canned vegetables for sale then because we never had any. People mostly grew all their own vegetables. They kept carrots and celery and cabbages and all that sort of thing in the basement for winter use. There were dried vegetables in the store, dried beans and dried peas. Of course, I think a lot of people grew their own of those too. It seems the soup was better then. It was made with Scotch peas, but it's probably just that we were hungrier if we were kids. We always kept chickens, of course. Every farmer kept his own chickens. So Mother often made custard pie. And for our school lunch, we often had boiled eggs with our sandwiches.
Vous avez parlé de plaisir quand vous êtes une tue.
Nous avons gelé, hein, à la vous êtes en train de gagner, vous êtes en train de gagner, vous êtes en train de foster. Mais ce qui est ça?
Non, ni bien pour le chèque joyeux, c'est le chèque que vous en faites même.
Oh, il ne faut pas vous faire, nous, cela. Vous avez dit parler avec les gros, cela, comme vous avez.
Oui, mais on vous dit, mon chelet pourra aider les enfants. Nous avons un petit chelet, oui, un petit autre chelet. Mais nous avons juste quatre enfants, mais nous avons un chelet. On est plein de ça chaque tour.
Oui.
Si vous avez le premier chelet que tu as, c'est qu'il est marine à l'île de Metz.
Oui.
Mais ça, vous êtes 7 ans.
Bonjour.
Le petit chelet qu'on nous a donné, personnellement, on a comme vous dites, de le.
Oui.
C'est le sens.
Oui. Papa.
On n'a pas encore capté ce sens quand
on a. C'est un souci, ça, le frère.
J'ai pas entendu, viens.
Papa fait de tout d'une pour nos autres, de.
Pour le bobine de
filet. Les chifflets,
hein. Les chifflets.
Frère,
c'est toujours votre sous mars, par la famille,
mais. Des bois de. Comment est-ce qu'on dit là?
Des plots, hein.
Des tuyaux.
C'est qui, non? De
Saint-Joseph.
De
Saint-Joseph. Oui. Le chiffre de Saint-Joseph.
De Thio, de Plop.
Oh. C'est comme ça que je le sens. C'est tombé tout le temps. Ah, donc, oui. Est-ce que sur le Mars, quand Jack commence à monter dans l'art?
On dirait
qu'on
dit
qu'on se fait Jack, ça va bien qu'on se dit là? Oui, papa, on a fait des bois là, en bois, non? Et c'est ça, chaque bout, c'est ça.
C'est pointé au lieu de bout, et rond en même temps, et on boutait de ces deux briques.
Et c'est quoi?
Oui, alors nous avons créé, puis pour ça, c'est long pour plus. Alors nous, le fils saute les trois coups, et vous, c'est créé.
On va se taper tout seul au carrière.
Ouais, et puis bon, il y en a.
Vous n'avez jamais dit, il est là. Vous êtes dans les jambes, mais on a entendu ça.
C'est ce qu'on dit comme nous, de l'hypoyeur, sur le même, parce qu'il n'a jamais été individu de ce qu'il en parle ici.
On pense que dans ce mot jeune, d'ailleurs, avec le Victor là.
Oh, dans cette côté.
On a des disques là, une dream, et on.
Il pète le talon.
Et on dit pas le couillon. Quoi?
Oui, on dit pourquoi que là, c'est un viol là qui est venu, attendez.
Je parlais.
Oui.
papa puisse jouer quoi t'as voulu, mais il reste
Sometimes we had scrambled eggs on our bread, you know, for our lunch sandwiches. That always tasted good. We had fun when we were kids, though. We had sleds. We'd go sliding up DeGel's Hill. I guess in Harvey's place, they went sliding on D. Decker's Hill, and in Brussels, where Ed lived, they slid on down the Delphus Hill, which is now called the Big Brussels Hill. They had homemade sleds, but many people had homemade sleds. But we had a toy sled, a store-bought one. But we had only one sled, and there were four kids, so we all had to take turns. Then Harvey says that Alice Laments gave him his first sled. We still had four sleds in our barn when we sold the farm, so we still have two now. We gave one to some of the children who wanted one, you know. Our father used to make us tops, too, out of thread spools. He still makes some now. And he used to make us whistles, too, but I forget what kind of wood he used. I think lilac wood used to work very good. It worked good when the sap was running in the trees, then the sap was loose, and then you could make whistles out of it. We used to play sputjack a lot when we were kids, too. I think that must have been a game that came from the old country, because I've never heard of it here. But my dad would make us a sputjack. It was a piece of wood that was round in the middle and pointed on both ends, and you set it on two bricks. Then you had a stick, a flat stick, and you used that. You made it fly in the air toward the opponents on the other side. And then after it landed, you could make it jump three times, and then you counted the spaces, the lengths of your stick from there to the home base, to the bricks, and that was your score, and you played till you got 100 or 150, something like that. It was a good game. We had a Victrola when we got to be a little older, too. My father bought us a Victrola, and we were always dancing. We did a lot of records, and we were always dancing all over the house. We used to play Cuyo, too. There was an old man who lived in the neighborhood. He was a good old man, I guess, but kind of slow, you know. His name was Joe Barrett. And he'd come over, and my dad didn't want to play cards with him because he was so slow. So he'd make us kids play cards with him. And we were bored stiff, but we had to do it. He was a good old man, though.
Mais faut pas oublier que vous avez été une bonne en commune, ouais. David, Jay, tout ça, on ne parle jamais.
Could you tell me something about what your schools were like? And most of you went to a two or three room schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you'd just like to talk a little bit about what your school day was like and so forth.
Puis nous autres, on est aussi en school à Roselle. Mais on est sonné dans ce comté-là, c'est ça parce que la sauf plus près, c'est ça au mille et demi. Mais dans l'école à mesure, c'est là qu'on doit aller à l'école, non?
Il n'y a pas un rêve d'y aller à l'école qui sont plus près. Oui, c'est ce qui. Passé deux murs, il faut au même dit.
Oui, c'est ça, deux murs pour aller à l'école à mesure du père. C'est pour aller à l'école à Rosaire, c'est ça qu'on mille et demi. Ça fait au roté parce qu'on me l'a dit, pas l'aide du matin.
C'est tout le bon, la bonne chauffette, hein, une grosse chauffette.
Ni nous autres, on s'en fournit.
Pas une fournaise,
mm-hmm. On n'a jamais eu
un. Et nous n'arrivons à Bruxelles, on a une fournaise, on a une place qui est une chauffette. Mais c'est tout le temps que le mot nous bouquait. Mais quand on a une scole, ça, on est. Mae fo'n trwy fed, fel i chi'n ffwrdd ffew na fi. Fel i chofi'n... Chofi'n glad chi, fel i...
Da chi o, es gyda sôl sôl sôl.
Es gyda tren dwi, da chi. Mi'n siw, tren dwi, tren dwi.
Nid yw'r ti'n sgol e tren chys. Ydy ti'n sgol cys a, me dy jame ffordd ffil te, pas gyda na fo yn o'r om. C'est l'autre room. Voir quand votre une école.
Non, mais non. Tu n'as jamais parlé le pénal parce que dans votre autre fournée, c'est ce qui t'a dit.
Ah, comment est-ce que qui t'a nous montre?
Mais quand on allait faire school pour donner des classes, on allait une fois devant, on chute sur toutes les feuilles, est-ce qu'il y a sur un banc, et les gamins, est-ce qu'il y a sur l'autre banc.
Vous êtes sur tout pas mal.
Mais c'est ça quand vous êtes sur le job plus grand, ça, quand vous êtes sur tout,
Quand vous allez faire l'école là-dedans, notre école est en école à vos deux places. When we went to school, I forget myself. We attended the school in Rosaire, and that was a two-room school. The first four grades were in the primary room, and the upper room was the fifth to the eighth grades. It was a mile and a half to school, and it wasn't really the school where we belonged. We belonged to the Misere school district, but that school was even farther away. That one was 2 miles away. So we walked to the Rosaire school, a mile and a half, morning and night. Many of the smaller schools had a big heater in the middle of the room where you made a fire to keep warm, but the school we went to had a furnace, so we had central heating there. Many of the schools, the teacher had to be in charge of the fire. They'd have to get there early in the morning, light the stove, and sweep their own floors after school. when the time I was teaching, I didn't have to make fires because we had a principal, a man teacher in the upper department, and he took care of the fires. He was paid a little more accordingly. But the teachers had to take care that their rooms were swept and kept clean. Not floors, they didn't have to be washed. That they had somebody come in and do about once a month or so. Arv, though, did teach in a school where they were all 8 grades. He was teaching there in 1938, the year that our son Keith was born, and that's how he remembers it. He had to teach all 8 grades, and the classes were from 10 to 15 minutes each. And there were over 30 students in the class. Now, when we were kids, there were benches up in front of the class, of the classroom, and when it was time to go to your class, you marched up and sat on the benches. The girls sat on one bench and the boys sat on the other bench, and the teacher stood in front, and you had your classes up there. In the primary room then for the little children, they had little red chairs to sit on for when the children went up to class. We'd play outdoors until the bell rang. We'd play rabbit, or baseball, or pom-pom-pull-away. Pom-pom-pull-away, you'd run from tree to tree. And when the bell rang, though, you'd run. You had to get in school fast because you were, got balled out if you didn't get there in a hurry. We played roll-the-hoop, up and down the road, pushing a hoop with our hand or with a stick, you know. And the first thing when you got in school after the bell rang, you always sang songs. It was always the first thing, singing. There were hooks, there was a hallway where you came in with hooks for hanging your clothes, and there was a little shelf to put your lunch bucket on. Some of the kids that went to school had sandwiches with lard on them, and then they'd have an apple to eat with it. But we were luckier than that, we always had butter. We walked home after school a mile and a half again, of course. And when Ed and Harvey were little, they walked home at noon and had a lunch at home because they lived in the Brussels district and they lived in the village, so they could walk home. But they, we weren't as fortunate as that when we were there. But during the winter months, the 7th and 8th grade girls would have, they called it a domestic science class, I think, and they'd make, they'd take turns cooking a hot meal for, well, not really a hot meal, something to augment our lunch. We'd have, sometimes they make hot potato soup, or another day they make hot cocoa. And then Ed remembers that they used to make rice with cinnamon, but Ed didn't like it because there was too much cinnamon on it. He'd rather have more sugar.
Could you tell me a little bit about what Kermes was like when you were young? Especially the Rosaire Kermes, and one thing.
Every year at Christmas time, we had a big program. Every school in the community, in all the little communities, had a program. They almost kind of vied for each other to make the best program. We'd practice for about a month and a half before Christmas. Every day you'd practice and practice. In the last week or so of school, there was no school at all. We practiced all day. The program was usually held at night, and of course it was in winter, and there was a lot of snow. And many of the people would have to hitch up their horses in their sleighs and come to the program with their sleigh. They'd have a horse blanket to put over the horse while they were inside the program. Santa was at the program. At the closing of the program, Santa Claus came and distributed bags of candy to all the kids. And everybody got a present because we exchanged names at school, and every child had to bring a present for another one. Then in spring, the big thing was a school picnic. The last day of school was a school picnic. They usually held it right in the schoolyard, although once I remember we had it in the woods. But that was the day they had a whole tub full of ice cream, you know, and lemonade made in a milk can. And there was a ladle, and you scooped your ladle, your cup full of lemonade with the ladle. Then we didn't bring our lunch that day. Every child was given a slip of paper with what he was supposed to bring for that day, and we all had it spread out on a big table, and some of the parents came, and it was a big thing, a big day in our lives.
I really want to find out about the dust dance, if you tell a little about that too.
The dust dance was before our time.
Was
that was in our father's time. In our time, I don't remember ever having seen that. Have you?
Oh, yeah, well,
Mais c'est ça, vers la de l'église, donc, les fois...
Les grands gestes commencent au mess au matin,
on square dance, comme on l'aime ça, non? Et la vie, on aime que Colif, qu'est-ce qu'il fallait faire, comme il faut tourner en droite, tourner en gauche, en stir, rôter à deux,
à deux. À
deux, à deux. Oh non, à deux,
à deux, à deux, à deux.
À deux, à deux, à deux, à deux, à deux. Promenade to the bar, non?
Il y a un moment où on va de bière en bar. Il y a une chose, il y a une.
Oui. Alors, comment est-ce qu'il y a quoi?
Et après mes, c'est l'aline. De mes, c'est l'aline fille, tu es à Rebens. Rebens, c'est ton. La ville est tour,
elle.
Un salon. Un salon, elle passe à danser.
Une dancine après mes.
Après mes, mon ben, puis tu es. Une dancine jusqu'à prendre gère. On doit prendre gère, la gère arrive trop tard avec moi, Jean. Et ce qu'il a commis, là, c'est ce que Jean avait fait au grand dernier pour toute une parité. Et il a mis au grand dernier. On doit faire le dîner. Toutes les journées de jeu, puis là, qui prennent pour le parc qu'on encourt, les cigarettes, dans les cigarettes, quand on a fait le dîner. À deux, les rallies, ils disent, on va, tu vois plus, va, tu sais, ça, et puis à son pied pour le temps de le jeu.
Oui.
On doit aller lire la ligne de l'ancien. Et un bon truc, c'est tout d'abord comme même.
Dans le moment que ma tante, cousine et cousine venaient.
Et vous avez une tante de nous faire l'oc, nous fourrons, nous champions, nous soleil, tant mieux pour la pièce, non?
Un peu bien.
Alors, nous avons trop aimé pour nous dire, hein, c'est ça. Au décou de l'année, quand on a une toute grosse pièce, elle est toute.
Toute la journée, ça.
On a des bouillons, là, ça va.
Des bouillons, elle est toute belge. Toute est toute belge. Et on prend des bouillons de fromage en pompette.
Les pommes de châtier. Les
bouillons
de.
Dust dance was before our time. That was in the time of our fathers. That's the time when the first kermesses were held. But at one time when we were younger, I remember that the Milwaukee paper, it must have been the Milwaukee Journal, came out for the kermesse, and they had a demonstration of the old-fashioned dust dance, and they had pictures of it in the Milwaukee Journal. The dust dance was held between the church and Rubens. Rubens is owned the store, the saloon, and the dance hall just a short distance from the church, and the dust dance was held from the church going over there. The dance might have been more like a square dance They danced out in the, they called it a dust dance because they danced it outside, seeing the roads were dust roads in the early days. They'd be like a square dance with a caller calling the terms, turn to the right, element left, or whatever, you know, and then they, at the end of the dance, everybody promenaded to the bar. Well, anyway, in our youth, it was the same thing. After church, everybody went from Mass directly to Rubens, and then we danced there. And by the time you got to Rubens, the band was on the bandstand, ready to play, and they danced until noon. Then when it was noon, the band stopped for an hour or so. Everybody went home, took their company home with them, and ate the big dinner that the wives had prepared. That was the biggest feast of the whole year, was the Kermis, I'm sure. Everybody was fed, and then in the afternoon, especially the young people, as fast as they could get away from there, they were over to the dance hall again, dancing all afternoon again. In the evening, of course, it got to be about 4:30, 5 o'clock. All the farmers had to go home and do their chores, and then they had to feed all these people again, all the aunts and uncles and cousins and second cousins, and I don't know how they fed them all. Well, then in the evening was back again to the dance hall. Same thing again, big time. Monday all day, well, it was the same, but on a little smaller scale. You had dinner at noon, and then there was dancing all afternoon. And, of course, everybody had to have new clothes for the Kermis. New dresses, new shoes, new hats. Everybody was spruced up for the Kermis. My mother used to sew our clothes, and it took her, I don't know how she did everything she did. We had everything that was the best to eat at that time. But that was one time of the year when we surely had beef to eat because they couldn't preserve it. So at Kermis, we did have beef and pie, and the food was on the table all day. They always had bouillon, beef bouillon usually. And Belgian pies, of course. Prune with cheese, dried apple with cheese, rice pie. They used to put brown sugar on it in those days. Today we use whipped cream, but they used to use brown sugar on it in those days. And of course, Ed always remembers the big cakes that they had, the big three-tier layer cakes with nuts on top. Sometimes chocolate ones too, but that's one of his memories of Kermis, is the big cakes. Tells that he always had to hurry to get a piece of the layer cake because he was always afraid he wouldn't get any, and those were his favorite cakes. Then they also made flat cakes, square ones, you know. He always remembers the molasses ones with white frosting. His grandmother Wadlet used to make them. She was originally an Engelbert. They used to come by horse and buggy over to Brussels for the Kermis. They'd come like on Friday and they'd stay. Oh, they'd stay until the middle of the following week. They'd stay until all the goodies were gone. And then they'd go home, you know. They'd drive in with they had a buggy, a double buggy with lights on each side. He had a white horse. Apparently it came from out west because it had a brand on it. They, of course, when they came, they stayed 3 days, but they didn't visit with us all the time because we'd have to bring them to visit the neighbors and bring them to visit the relatives that lived in the area. And also they always went to the Five Corners. Now the Five Corners, that was the village of Brussels, because five roads came to a corner there. And Ed tells that at that time it was a family by the name of Lateran who had the taverns there. That's when Ed was a boy.